free falling.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Where, oh, where is the bottom of the housing market? No idea. A report out this morning says home prices fell off a cliff in the second quarter, an unprecedented 15% drop in the Case-Shiller Index. In a few minutes, we'll find out how new homes sold in July, expecting another decline, the eighth in 9 months. But the dollar may have seen the bottom and is crawling back up. It gained some value today, which brought down the price of oil a little more. It seems overseas investors have turned their attention from the U.S. economy to what's going on in their own backyards. Let's talk to our European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Stephen, what's the story here?
It seems that the major concern is the Eurozone economy, which is depressing the euro against the dollar. A survey of German business sentiment out today, much lower than expected. It's at a three-year low. And this does confirm the trend that we've seen recently and some figures that indicated that in the second quarter, the German economy fell by a half of 1%, and the Eurozone economy as a whole fell by 2.2%. So with all its problems, the US economy actually is still growing. That doesn't seem to be the case here in Europe.
What about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and all the other things that people are fretting about here?
Well, indeed, it just simply seems that the view is here that, relatively speaking, the Eurozone could be hit even harder than the US in the downturn. And one other little factor that appears to be buoying some of the strength beneath the dollar today, remarks by the investment guru Warren Buffett, him saying that he's not taking any bets against the dollar. That's given currency traders here an idea that maybe the dollar is the currency to buy.
Wow, what a turn of events. All right, Stephen Beard in London, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Stocks in London are having a bit of a tough day. They're down 1.5% so far. On Wall Street, mixed so far. The Dow is down just 7 points to 11,378. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 have both gained a couple so far. The markets in Asia closed about 1% lower. Last night, the Gigante chain of Latino grocery stores shut its doors. Then this morning, they opened as El Super. El Super now has 16 stores in California and Arizona. This merger is a sign of things to come in the Latino market. From our America's desk at WLRN, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
If Hispanic immigrants in the U.S. wanted a taste of home, they once had to go to the corner bodega. Now they can get tortillas at Walmart. Harry Balzer is with the NPD Group, a firm that tracks how Americans eat.
The industry in itself is not a fast-growing industry. So anytime you find growth, and clearly Hispanics have been one of the fastest-growing segments of the food industry, you'll find a lot of people interested of all sizes.
The Latino food and beverage market in the U.S. is expected to grow to $8.4 billion by 2011. That's a 47% jump from 2006. Balzer says many recent immigrants prefer the look and feel of an ethnic grocery store. But research shows their children are often drawn to mainstream supermarkets.
As you spend more time in America, you all of a sudden start eating ham sandwiches and hot dogs and hamburgers.
To stay competitive, Latino grocery chains like El Super now have to carry apple pie. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com. By gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about the economy at gather.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org.
The school bells will be ringing soon, if they're not already where you are. But so far, the back-to-school shopping season doesn't have cash registers ringing much. Nancy Fargali has this story.
As you know, in fashion, I'll let Heidi Klum of Project Runway finish.
One day you're in, and the next day you're out.
Thanks, Heidi. Here's the bad news for retailers. A lot of them will be way out this shopping season. Most consumers say they're cutting back on back-to-school spending. Stacey Janiak is the head U.S. retail analyst for Deloitte.
The consumer mood that we see for back-to-school is just, you know, a struggle with just stretching the dollar.
And Janiak says the struggle will force kids to choose between the high end and the low end.
So if they want that pair of True Religion jeans, they'll get that, but then they're willing to forego multiple pairs of shoes and they're willing to shop at lower price stores.
Where you can get everything. Walmart and Target are expected to cash in because they sell clothes and school supplies. That means fewer trips in the car. But stores like American Eagle and JCPenney are also cutting prices on T-shirts, jeans, and other basics. Tracy Johnson is with her two daughters at a Los Angeles mall. Her clothing budget is $200, and her daughter Lisa knows her mom won't budge.
It sucks, because I really want it sometimes.
I love my daughters. I'm weak for them. But I have to think within price range, too. It's like it costs a lot of money for clothes. And
teens are onto that. Brandy Stansberry runs consumer focus groups for companies. She says now it's hip to hunt for bargains. Teens want to shop at discount stores.
The more things you can get, the better. I mean, it's fun to walk away with bags and bags of things.
But the back-to-school battle doesn't end there. No wardrobe is complete without the right tech accessory.
It's going to be cool to go back to school with the new iPhone or the new BlackBerry. So many teens have BlackBerries now and are pretty much running their social lives like Fortune 500 companies.
Well, without the golden parachute. I'm Nancy Fregali for Marketplace.
If you'd like to take the Marketplace Morning Report with you, you can do that with our podcast, which is online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.